Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gary Redus. Batting second. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting third. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Hassey. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jose De Leon. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The first baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting seventh. The DH, Steve Balboni. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Owen. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Buddy Biancalana. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mark Gubiza. And now, play ball. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus takes first base on ball four. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Redus. The throw from Owen and he is safe. Redus steals second. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hill for the out. Redus moves to third. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hassey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson bunts towards the mound. De Leon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Carcoviche and he is out, Guillen applying the tag. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull takes first base on ball four. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Calderon reaches second base with a double. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice takes first base on ball 4. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Redus strikes out. There goes Karkovice. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Karkovice moves to third. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Larry Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Biancalana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biancalana hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Hassey reaches second base with a double. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hassey moves to third. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hassey scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gubiza fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tartabull hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen takes first base on ball 4. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Karkovice bunts towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Guillen moves to second. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Redus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Brett. Guillen moves to third. Redus moves to second. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gubiza fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Guillen scores. Redus moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tardabul, who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Redus scores. Hill goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ron Hasse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasse is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hasse hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Buddy Black now pitching. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Calderon hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. One out. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0 for 1 in the game. Balboni hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Karkovice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hewlett. The throw from Owen and he is out, White applying the tag. Two outs. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Karkovice takes first base on ball 4. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Redus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Buddy Biancalana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biancalana is 0 for 1 in the game. Biancalana hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. De Leon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Seitzer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hill is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hassey hits a line drive towards the mound. Black reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tartabull hits a line drive into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Brett moves to second. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brett moves to third. Two outs. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0 for 2 in the game. Balboni takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Thad Bosley pinch hits for Larry Owen. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a pop-up towards short. Dillon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Gumpert now pitching. Jamie Quirk now catching. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Biancalana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boston hits a line drive into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Juan Beniquez pinch hits for Buddy Biancalana. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Angel Salazar now playing shortstop. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Carcoviche strikes out. Two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Redus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson who is chasing the ball. Redus reaches third base with a triple. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Redus scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumpert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with thick pen covering, for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. White hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Kansas City Royals, 0. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.